Welcome back, dear listener, to another episode of today's Top Stories here on Theater of Delights. Coming to you from the Pleasure Zone. We now return to Season 5. Dick and Nidorino, through rugged combat, have earned themselves the coveted Wings of Christ badge. What will be next for our heroes? This is Grand Nidorino, Episode 4, Ark of the Punished Train.
I want to drink 100 beers and sit on my porch. Please get off of my porch. I was in a war.
Well, Dick, it's me, Father Blast, here in the church, moments after our monster battle. And looking at how fucking fucked up my Golbat is, I have no choice but to present you with this Wings of Christ badge.
That's right. Suck my Nidorino's Nidorino, Dick.
I won't do that. But I will give you this badge I'm handing to you now. It's in your hand. With this Wings of Christ badge, flying Pokemon under level 40 have to listen to the teachings of the gospel. Give it a try.
Sure thing, Padre. Once I collect all these badges and clone my dead wife, I'll have her do all the horseshit people bring up.
Oh, heavens me. Whatever will I do?
Grandpa, that's the mayor.
That's right, Emily. You're also here, and you can recognize the mayor from his signature elongated mayor's hat.
Oh me, oh my, oh me, oh my.
He looks upset.
Well, I didn't vote for him. Come on, Nidorino. Let's go blackout and operate a vehicle.
Nidorino!
You there. You appear to be strong monster masters.
I don't know about that, Mayor. As you can see, my Golbat is all fucked to shit by Dick and his tough Nidorino.
Yeah, so what?
Oh, delight. You must be the hero this city needs.
Go kick a can.
Grandpa, it sounds like he needs our help. What is it, Mayor?
Please, Mayor is my father. Call me Mr. Mayor.
No.
Mr. Mayor needs your help. The precious Duchess of USA Town is under attack. Oh dear, oh dear.
Slow down, Mr. Mayor. What's going on?
Well, as we all know, this city is run by ethnic gangs. Hoodlums of all colors and sizes, doing as they please.
I'm spitting on the ground. Spew!
The Duchess of USA Town has recently come under threat by none other than the deadly Team Carriage.
Queen fuckers.
Those Cockney trainers are no stranger to danger. What did she do?
What did she do? The greatest crime of all to them. Her mere existence represents both poise and grace.
Yeah, right. I bet she took a huge shit on their couch, or something like that.
With crime so out of control, there really is no place to hide the Duchess. The only solution is to send her out of town. Cut and run!
Riddle me this, fathead. How are you gonna move this when gangs control the roads to sell their ethnic drugs and spices?
There's only one way out. The punished train!
Gasp!
That's the prison train that takes hard time worldwide!
Not much a sicko can do stuck on a train. Well, good luck with that.
But wait! Someone must protect the Duchess! Won't you and your Nidorino guard her on the punished train? The prison that is also a train?
Fat chance. I'm off to collect all 8 monster badges so the clone store will bring my wife back.
Please, I'm the mayor. I'll make Clone Corp do whatever you want. I'm on my knees and I'm crying. Save our Duchess.
Grandpa, getting all 8 badges takes a long time. And we don't want Mr. Mayor to cry.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Sorry, Nidorino. Looks like we better save that hooch for another day. It's time to ride the punished train.
Yeah!
All aboard the punished train, here be the damned. All aboard!
So this is it. the Punished Train.
That's right, Mr. Stars and Stripes. We're here at the Punished Train a short while later, and we're wearing fancy train clothes.
Lucky me, my priest getup is perfect for every occasion.
I'm wearing the skirt my dead grandma left me, and it's gray like the train.
Now, once you get to International Waters Junction, you're to let the Duchess off. The mayor of the Tides will be waiting there to escort her to safety.
And all I gotta do is keep her out of the grimy clutches of any I see along the way.
Oh, but it's not just Mr. Stars and Stripes. The Punished Train holds every ethnic gang there is. The Poco Locos, the Flareon Brotherhood, even the ethnically Slovenian Pokemon friends are all here.
Don't worry your mare, hole. Me and Nidorino brought a secret weapon. Cigarette Nidorino?
Nidorino.
Here, suck this tar, you poison-type fuck.
Reno.
That's good.
All aboard the Punished Train. Next up, Pokemon Juarez.
We better clamber aboard and make our introductions to the Duchess.
Told you, no more glass harmonicas.
Yes, Duchess, but earlier...
That's what I just threw on the ground because I didn't like it. Now there's glass all over the VIP car.
I understand, Duchess, but just this morning you were saying you would only drink your fluids if they were delivered in a glass harmonica.
That was a small aquarium I just broke, and I broke it because of Bactor.
Goldeen.
Oh dear, the floor is covered with exotic Goldeens.
Now, unless you want the Duchess of all USA Town to perish under your watch, beverages will henceforth be delivered inside a glass saxophone.
I'm putting out my cigarette.
Who are you?
My name's Dick Stars and Stripes, and I'm grabbing your ear.
I say! Oh, unhand my ear, peasant!
Mr. Stars and Stripes!
Listen up, toots. The name's Dick Stars and Stripes. That tough mon over there blowing a huge cloud, that's my Nidorino.
Nidorino.
Oh, what a base animal.
You may have been born with gold in your cooch, but while I'm in the picture, there's gonna be a few new rules. Number one, shut your yap.
How dare you instruct my royal yap?
Number two, no leaving the VIP car until we reach International Waters Junction. And lastly, nobody touches my Nidorino. Now take your ear back.
Oh, my smarting ear.
Grandpa, did we really have to rough up the Duchess like that? Semper Fi style?
The Bible is very clear on raising a hand against the Duchess, Dick.
Here's something the Bible can be clear on. Meeting ethnic gangs. Let's go! So, this is the yard, huh? Looks like nothing I haven't stomped before.
Grandpa, why did we have to leave the VIP car where it was safe?
And I hate this orange jumpsuit we're all wearing. What if the other prisoners don't know I'm a priest?
It's called a disguise, Padre. Didn't your precious son of God ever teach you about that?
Yes, but only as a terrible sin that certain insects and lizards commit.
Welcome to the bush. You either blend in or you're chow for some.
Who's the homes using hurtful words? I'm Boss Poco, head of the Loco Pocos. And I'm getting up from my bench press where I'm doing a whole lot of weight because I'm upset.
Everyone keep it crispy. Looks like we got some attention from three or four train hombres.
I knew I smelled some fresh blood on this train. You better put a penny in the swear jar, fool. You crossed the Loco Pocos with that sailor mouth.
Never sailed in my life. You're talking to a marine.
All I better be hearing right now is the sound of two pennies going into that aforementioned swear jar after that second swear.
But we don't have any pennies.
Ah, I see that at least one of you has an honest heart. What got you locked up on the train, young gangster?
Breaking the law?
We all have shadows in our past. You're lucky you keep this honest young woman in your crew.
Listen up, home dog. I brought 20 cartons of ciggies into this train, and I'm looking to distribute.
Respect.
That's right. Real Alabama tar. Ripe for the sucking. All I need in exchange is a little protection for a few days.
You're one crazy pokey gringo. I don't know if I can stick my neck out on your behalf.
Have you ever heard of the Bible, Mr. Poco?
Shut your mouth, priest. You think you can hide your stench behind an orange cloak when your honey words subdue the minds of the masses?
Dick, this isn't good. We're losing face in front of the whole yard.
A single bead of sweat is dripping down my forehead.
Please, Mr. Poco, won't you front our crew? We promise to be good.
How can I say no to a Holmes who asks so nicely? You come sit with us at the mess, new blood. You three are Pocos now.
Word is bond. Here, do this really long handshake with me.
Yeah, sure.
We're both doing it. We're both pounding the rock.
Everyone knows this handshake gets 30 motions long.
Okay, that's it. That was the whole handshake. Nothing beats a cigarette at lunch, does it, Padre?
You got that right, Dick. We're at lunch now, a short while later. In addition to consuming low-grade meats, I'm chiefing it, and so are all the Poco Locos right here at the table.
Yep, 20 hard boys right here at the lunch table, chiefing it. Maybe being ethnically gang-affiliated isn't a business after all.
Loco Dick, you simply must work on your language. Nonetheless, it is quite a blessing to blast these nicotine delights with you.
Smokey!
Quiet, Emily. It's time we sat down to rap. What's the intel on this train, Boss Poco? I need to know which fools are getting sucked, and which fools are doing the sucking off.
Loco Dick, it goes down like this. This train here is like the Safari Zone. It's full of feisty mons, but they don't lay a ring, nothing inside to take them down.
So if you want to catch them all, you gotta hit them with a rock.
Precisely. The Punjabi Busters, the Moonstone Boys, the Islamic Nation of Pokemon. You walk up to those fools without your rock, they're gonna get away.
This is a perfect metaphor. And we are all nodding because we understand the Safari Zone.
But only one Holmes in the Safari Zone is the Scyther. And that's Conductor Warden over there.
No feed on the table in the lunch hall. All aboard, beating that guy's ass.
Not only is Conductor Warden the only one who can drive the train, it's also a prison. So he is in charge of the prison, because he's the warden.
Like a scyther has two blades, one for each arm.
Precisely, Loco Emily, and dig this. Word on the train is the ethnically Slovenian Pokemon friends are making a move on him tonight.
Dick, making a move? That's like using a rock in the Safari Zone.
If I was a Holmes trying to survive a short amount of time on this train, first thing I would do is find a place to hide this evening.
Sounds like we need to lay low, like a does, to find money for crack.
That is the most offensive thing I've ever heard in my life. And I'm a gang leader in prison.
I'll smash as many glass clarinets as it takes, Miss Holdslave. I said a glass saxophone.
Dick, that's the Duchess. She's out of her room, and the whole train is eyeing her like a prize marowak.
Excuse me, Boss Poco. It's time for me to casually walk across the cafeteria to check this out.
In addition, I would like a surf turf platter from Pokeback Steakhouse. What do you mean you only have gruel?
It's me, Dick Stars and Stripes. I said to stay in the VIP car.
Oh, it's you again. Once I have received my necessaries, I will return once more to my gilded cage.
You may not realize it, Missy, but you've walked into the Persian's den. Out here, the eyes of every racial Pokemon gang is on you, and they want to catch you in their ball.
Oh, dear.
Now, I just copped a deal with the Poco Locos, but if you don't want to be sexed into an Azerbaijan psychic-type syndicate, you better get out of here, stat.
I don't think I will.
Wait a minute. How did you get past my Nidorino?
Oh, I simply put him in a master bowl, my dear. It's really no problem for a wealthy heiress like myself. My father summers with the master family on Cinnabar Island every year.
Where is he?
Temper, Mr. Stars and Stripes. He's in my hand right here, in this bowl. Everything is going to plan.
That's my Nidorino.
Not for long.
All aboard. This is your conductor warden speaking. The train is under attack by a runaway Steelix.
Steelix.
Looks like the Steelix just ripped the top off the train with its iron worm leg. Oh, no.
Whoa, whoa, I'm stumbling as the very train shakes beneath my feet. Whoa.
Grandpa, I'm frightened even within the comfort of my racial gang.
Give me back my Nidorino, you royal bitch.
I think instead I'll remove my sneaky mask I've been wearing this whole time.
Team Carriage!
Oh, yes, Troy, love. Underneath it was me, Ari, from Team Carriage, from the net episode.
So, even the mayor is enmeshed in the cruel web of gang corruption.
Actually, I wasn't the mayor at all. I'm here too, and I'm pulling off me mask.
It was Archibald from Team Carriage doing a clever disguise the whole time.
You bastards! It was all a despicable ploy to catch my fighting Nidorino.
Now, if you excuse us, Archibald and I are going to take out our dear zippy linies and shoot him out onto the Steelix over there. And we're zipping away!
Give me back my Nidorino!
Team Carriage has ziplined away with our precious Nidorino and left us on the runaway punished train!
Steelix!
Loco Dick, I know I'm the boss of What's Loco, but this locomotive is about to go loco off the tracks!
Oh no, the Steelix is pushing over the punished train! Ah! Nidorino!
In this dark hour, Team Carriage has stolen Dick Stars and Stripes' precious Nidorino and unleashed a train full of race-based gangs loose on USA Town. What will happen next? Find out on Theater of Delights!